Well, among those relieved today with the court decision to suspend President Trump's travel ban is a former U.S. Marine officer who did two tours in Iraq, a former Marine captain. Zach Isco wrote in an op-ed with the New York Times that Iraqi interpreters were his platoon's lifeline when he fought overseas. One Iraqi he calls Frank was wounded helping U.S. soldiers retake Fallujah. Isco says that with the stroke of a pen, President Trump dashed Frank's plans to escape from Iraq. After 6 years of vetting, he and his family had just been approved for visas, when that executive order was signed. Zach Isco joins me now. He's currently on the board of the International Refugee Assistance Project. Zach, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Is there an update since the temporary lifting of the ban? Has the interpreter you call Frank, has he gotten out of Iraq?
He's still in Iraq, but in the last week, it looks like his case is again being moved forward. So back in December or November, we received a message that he had been approved to come to the U.S. My wife and I started to prepare our bedroom for him and his wife's arrival, and they have an 18-month-old and one on the way. And